Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Pilots. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Comer who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's Pilots, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive off the glove of Harper, and into shallow right field. Melton reaches second base with a double. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1. And the White Sox won. The Pilots will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vidal. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Comer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vidal. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bradford is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-1 in the game. Vidal is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. May takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pilots, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafletic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 2 in the game. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNairtney hits a line drive towards first. Hopkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Euler moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to third. Bell moves to second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 3 in the game. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry pinch runs for Pete Ward. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Melton bunts towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafletic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNairtney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 2. And the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Tommy John. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Diego Segui now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and picks off Harper. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Comer hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Wayne Comer now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Seattle Pilots, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.